From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Four of the 12 boys trapped with their soccer coach in a cave in northern Thailand have been rescued. They were taken out of the cave where they'd been trapped for more than 2 weeks on Sunday. Associated Press correspondent Grant Peck reports.
The first sign that there was some evacuation was the sight of some ambulances leaving the cave area, which was part of the plan, of course, to take the boys to hospital. But there was no official announcement at first. Thai media, however, started reporting that two and then four boys had come out of the cave and were the ones who are on the way to hospital.
It could take a day or two more before all of the boys are extricated from the cave. Rains from the monsoon season and diminishing oxygen levels have threatened their safety. One rescue diver died on Thursday. Rescue workers late Sunday continued searching for victims of mudslides triggered by 3 days of torrential rainfall that have killed at least 80 people in southwestern Japan. More than 50 people remain missing as heavy downpours pounded western and central Japan. Officials said more than 26 centimeters of rain fell within 3 hours in Kochi Prefecture, the highest since such record-keeping began in 1976. The U.S. Embassy has asked all Americans to remain indoors until further notice as violent protests in the capital continued over a government-ordered fuel price increase. The protests continued even after Haiti's president rescinded the increase. More than 120 Americans are sheltering in a Port-au-Prince hotel where protesters tried to set the building on fire and get past security. This is VOA News. Turkey has